Shemen as opposed to the Nitzakun. And he says the first point that he makes, why was because the target was the Tumas Habayis. Even though the Milchama was physically the event, but since the Tachlis was the Tumah and the Tara, that's why the Nais expressed itself with that, and that's why the Chanukah was nikvan that. Let's take a look at Lamed Vav. V'lachein nilkach nasa nes b'neiris ki hayevonim hayumetamim es ha-heichol shekach koyach yovim yuchud l'skab al ha-heichol yosim kol ha-umais. Yovim has a special koach in heichol. V'simile dava heichol oyle l'mispari samachei v'yovim mispari samachvav. The fact that Yovan is one more than Heichel means that Yovan has a koyach more than Heichel. Lahoyrois ki yesh la malchus Yovan koach goiva la Heichel, ubaze mitamim es Heichel. Ki mitzara Heichel bulvad goiva lov koyach Yovan. Olekach, kishe goiva la Heichel timas kalashman shebe Heichel. Let's talk about this a few minutes. He says that the koyach of Yovan was special in the Heichel, and in the next piece, he's going to say that the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where the Kohen Gadol had Shaychas Kodesh HaKadoshim, that was above it, and that's where he was Menatzeach Yavan. But let's try to understand why the Heichel Dafka. Beis HaMikdash has three Chalakim to it. There is the Chatzah, that's where the Karbonis are. There is the Heichel, where you have the Ketores and the Shemen and the Lachma Panim, and then you have the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The three Dargis are connected, the three children of Shem, Chom, and Yofis. And we'll explain what the three Nyanim are. The Chatzah has Behemoth, Zrikas Dam, very, very physical, coarse. It's connected the Guf, or the chelik of the bria that is chomer, that's flesh, and so on. That's one. There is another darga, finer than that, but not quite the pnimius. There is something called nefesh, like the morals, like the Ramban, we said, behema also has a nefesh, like we spoke yesterday, kadamu a nefesh. For instance, in a person's pnimius, there is a sense of beauty, there's a sense of goodness, a sense of refined qualities that we call civilized qualities, civilization, culture, anything that Umas Ha'olam see value in is the second part of it. It's a more refined version of the first part. It's not physical. The meat and blood and the chelev is the outside, and that's purely physical. The inner part is a lot more refined. Keteris, shemen, and lechem are a lot more finer forms of avoda and so on. In that chelek, that's so chom is keneged the chelek hagufni, eved avodim. Yefes has in himself qualities. So Rav Shaul Hirsch writes, and it's one of the nyanim that people sometimes I think get it wrong. If somebody asks you, is a cannibal in Africa similar? Is he of the same darga as a refined, cultured European Akum, musician, or something special? Somehow there seems to be, instinctively we feel, yes, there's a difference. The refined, cultured, and so on do mean to us better, more civilized, more enlightened. Meder Gisa, there's a tendency to say, no, it's all the same, and so on and so forth, and the Germans could kill people, and so on. It's not a correct evaluation. There is a darga, the chush for yofi, for seder, for emes, all of those in yonim achushim that are a finer part of a person. They are a bridge between the behemah shabai and the neshama shabai. And a Baal Chai doesn't have a sense of yofi. You know, certain bugs are attracted to red flowers, so the flowers become red so that the bugs can come to them. But it's hard to say that he has a chush for yofi, a musical composition that includes a lot of elements to it. That whole dimension is definitely a tchunas adam as such. And that belongs to Yefes. And it's positive. As Shlomo Hirsch writes, it is a refined, it's definitely a progress step in that. Let's take even example Klapi theology. A guy whose mitzias is he's over avodah zarah. His whole life is full of animals that he has to find to eat and animals he's running away from. If he turns to quote unquote religion, his religion is going to be the God that can save him from the rhinoceros and the God that will help him find the buffalo. That's his metzias. So in his coarseness, you can't run from coarseness to avodas elokim, because your elokim is as coarse as your musagim are. So a person that the only thing that exists are six packs of beer and football games, so God is also, he's a Raven fan, you know. He's or the other one. I'm not sure. We'll assume that I think Ravens is the closest. We're supposed to be Raven fans, right? I'm not sure, but I see a lot of Raven signs. But that's, you know, I forget, was it? There's a team. God is a, I don't know, something of whatever team you're on. I've got whatever something. But I could put him. But his perceptions are through gases. A person to perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a sense that we perceive it, there has to be a certain edelkeit in the Tzuras Adam, where there are things in the world that you can't put your fingers on. There are things in the world that are not gas. There's an idea, there's a concept, there's a hagasha. And then it's shaykh to go beyond that. So within the physical mitzias, there are things that have value not for the physicality, but what can be presented from it. So when a person makes a very nice painting, when you make a thick wall, it's a physical mila. It keeps the cold out. When you make a wall that's aesthetically pleasing, it's because it imbues it with a certain sense of its yoifis, some atchuna that transcends the thing that's there. Real ruchnius, but to stop at that point and to call that ruchnius is also a form of avodah zarah or kitzitz benetias, because that in itself is still not ruchnius. It's only when it's yonik from a pnimius of nefesh, which let's give it the big label, tov and ra would be the most pnimistic. So the neshama of a person is the chelek that's shaykh to tov and ra. And it is correct to say that you can be as artistic and as refined and as quote-unquote civilized and still be ra, but because that's not dealing with that world. And tov and ra is the ultimate, the innermost, the pneumistic world of the person is the one that deals with tov and ra and so on. Connected that in the Beis HaMikdash, the chatzah dealt with the chaymer of the world and being mekadet and makdashit l'shamayim. The pneumist, the ulam, Shemen becoming oir, Kteris becoming reach, lechem are things that they're more than just physical entities. They're much less physical, and the kodesh and the kodesh kedoshim is bechlal menutik from any physical mitzias. It has no makom and it's a ma'ilam min amida and so on and so forth. Those are the three entities. Yavon, Marshall Paras was very physical melucha. There was the Suda and the Shtia and so on and so forth. The Yavon was connected to Heichel. And in the world of Heichel, Yavon had a mila over Klal Yisrael. Yavon was more developed in the world of Yefes. In the struggle in the world of Klal Yisrael and Yefes, it's not a level playing field. Yefes is a much better Bal Yoifi than Klal Yisrael is. And that's why they were metami the Shem and Sheva Heichel. Ki mitzad Heichel vad gov l'koch yom. Ulekach she gov ala Heichel, timas kol ha-shmanim be-Heichel. V'daf ke-shmanim, why did they pick the Shem and not the Ketoris? Ki ha-shemen hum yuchud le-kdusha. Shemen is something that you use for Kedusha. I guess one of the ways of describing it is any meshicha of Kedusha, any hamshach of Kedusha went through Shemen. Let's explain the point. The to be meshich something, a kli, a melech, a koyin, what are you exactly doing when you anoint somebody as a king and so on? So the Loshna Targum for being Moshech is Negidna, Nogid, Nagde, which means to flow. What you're doing is you're doing the following Pe'ula. The Hashpah of Godless that transcends the physical world comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malchus, Kehuna, Kedushas Habayis, and so on. You sort of Keshemen Ayered Al Zakun Aaron, you're raining down, so to speak, Kedusha, and being mamshechit onto whatever it is. It's like you're connecting it. Like we once spoke about this in Beres Karnim, about the hand of the coin acting as a conduit. It's as if the Shemen was the flow of Kedusha coming down. That's the picture of it, the demonstration of it. So the Shemen is miyuchet for Kedusha because that's the vehicle to bring Kedusha down. That's where Yavan got into the picture. Urayel is a Shemen mekatshin emoichin akoil bu'ika Kedusha. Va'af bezeh sholto Yavan metonos kashman. So Yavan cut the umbilical cord between Kedusha and this worldliness, and therefore it was on the Heichel assaulted. The Kohen Gadol is above anything. Let's use a chinuch, a zeifa chinuch that we spoke about in the Shabbos Shurim to understand this a little bit. The Sefer Chinuch writes, why is a Kohen not allowed to be metami to a mace? And he writes, you know, whatever it is, a mace is the tumma and so on and so forth, and a Kohen is not supposed to be shayachted. So why is a Kohen metami to crave him? So he says, the Torah did not expect people to be supermen. A person has feelings, he's mekusher to his family and to the close people, and it hurts when somebody dies, and the Torah needed to allow him to be metami, misasik with them. What about a Kohen Gadol? A Kohen Gadol's not metami to anybody. So the Chinuch says, a Kohen Gadol be'emes is in the other world. A Kohen Gadol is there, and he has some minimal contact with this world. The Kohen Gadol is in a different sphere. So for him, Misa is actually almost not meaningful. Just like for, I don't know how we picture it, but just like somebody saying Olam Haba, two people talking, saying, did you hear a terrible story? This guy is very sick and he's about to die. How terrible. It's not terrible. He's arriving. He's not leaving. It's not the way we would, you know, for us it's terrible because the person's leaving. But if you're there, you're on the Bruchim HaBoyim committee, not on Sesam Shalom committee. Kohen Gadol Betzim comes from there. You know, his Mokom is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is not a Mokom, and his Metzias is Yonik from a different world, from a different Metzias. So that's what he says over here. Kohen Gadol Nesafnim Akkachim V'zeh Kedush Al Kedusha U'mitzad Zeh Ein Li Yevonim Koyach Al HaHeichel. And this is one area, Taka, where they don't have any Mokom Achiza. U'bishol Maila Zoyish Shei Kodesh HaKadoshim L'yecholin Lishtot Yovim Bo'isi Pach Koten She'b'choysoma Be'estash Kohen Gadol. But there klal, when it says Zelu Maseh Bar Lakim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created both worlds equal, and whatever you have in Kedusha, you have opposite Kedusha, and it's always a Muhammad between two worlds. That's very true, except for one. There are two places where this is not true. Across the board, wherever there is a plus, there's going to be a minus. It has to be that way. There are two points where that's not true. One is the end. Like Ramchal says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has preset a case where it's like the whistle blows in a fight. Once the whistle blows, whoever won, and Kedusha, there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I will allow you to bring Kedusha yourself until a certain point. If you don't succeed that point, I take over. So Ra has a case. This week's Sedra, Chazal saw Kate Som L'Choyshech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put an end to Choyshech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu built in a save to it. It's not equal to Toiv in endlessness. Toiv is B'li Gvul. L'yom Shekulei Aruch. Ra is Katzer. That's one. Secondly, the Shirish HaShroshim was Toiv, not Ra. In other words, from the minute HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's a mative, who's defined as Toiv, wanted a world, he wanted a balanced world. But the first Nekuda was always a Nekuda of Toiv. So when a person is able to link up to the Lefnai Lefnim, he's going to hit on Nekuda of Toiv. You cannot have, it's not Shaykh, there is no Kodesh Kadoshim that is Zelu Umaseh with Ra. The Heichal is already a stage in the development of Tov, and that has a Zelu Maseh. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is the Nekuda, like it, we said yesterday, the Evan Shasiya, Chazal say, was the Evan from where the world was Hushtas. The first Sheiresh, the Sheiresh of all Shroshim, is Tov. The same thing in Nefesh HaAdam. It says, Neshama Shenesata Bi Tehoira Hi. There's a shaila about the gears of the word he, and we do say he, the Shalos says because, and we all say it because, it stays Tahar no matter what. What happens is, we lose contact with it. Just like the Aron was never captured, it was Nignas. Captured means it's possible to use it for their purpose. The Titus can take the Menorah and light up his temples with it. Achashverosh could take the Kelim of Beis HaMikdash and pour wine and drink. The Aron, it doesn't remain ours. It disappears from us, but it does not get used for anything else. No one else can use it for that. That is the difference between the older Inyanim and the Aron. So Kohen Gadol is the one that shayach to that Nekuda. It's an akuda of not this world. It's an akuda that the Toiv never gets destroyed. It gets distanced from us, and we lose the ability to tap into it, but it's there. Because of that, they don't have a koyach on the heichel. Because of that, Myla, the Yavim could not. Where there was a chesem of Kohen Gadol on it, where Kohen Gadol was attached to the Shemen, they could not have any effect. Ki ba'oisa heishal heichel, she yesh ba'tzere, yesh yud nocha, vi yud ne'lemes, she nishma v'kriyas atzere. Because when you say the word heichel, the yud in heichel is not pronounced. It's there, but it doesn't get it pronounced. So that shows you there's Yud is the smallest letter halachically. Yud is a dot. It's a minimal dot. It has in the word heichol yud is there, but you don't hear it actually. It's a nocha. The yud nelemes shenishma kisatay. When you read the tsere, you hear it that way. It's very interesting. This is by the Kohen Gadol. It says when they used to say the Shema Mefirish, they were mavliim b'neima. They would swallow it up in the song. I guess that's where Kahanim sing when they do Birchas Kahanim. There's a shtickel mocker for Kahanim to sing there by Yeratzin. It says that the Shem HaFarish, that people should not know it, they would be mavliat b'ne'ima. They would kind of hum it, they would blend it into a hum. It's not just a cute trick to hide it. It's we deher the Shem HaShem The Shema Mefarish HaKadosh Baruch Hu is they heard as the Ne'elam in something else. No one sees the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kodesh HaKadoshim is the Sheirish for the Heichel that we see. It's tricky. In Heichel there's a Mokom, there's perception. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is just about not. Whatever is there, Be'etzim, is hidden from this world. And let's understand it. It's not that you hide it from this world. Things that are be'etzem not shayach here don't really have a makom. Let's give an example. Let's say we have a town where people are rank amaratzim, and someone comes along, and you say he's a very big talmud chacham. How? How long does it take you to prepare a mishnah? It takes me 5 minutes to prepare a mishnah. This guy can just teach you the Mishnayos straight off. He can take a Mishnayos, read it, teach it, explain it. He says, wow, that's phenomenal. Wherever you open up a Mishnayos, he'll teach you. Good. So people have the understanding of him, what he is, B'dam Chacham. Let's say in the same town we had this Amaratzim, someone comes along and he says a Shtikel Torah. A very Chosha Shtikel Torah. It's not the Pshat that he's beyond the people. He's beyond the people even understanding where he is. I mean, what's a Mela, if I can read Mishnah, is when it takes me 5 minutes to do a Mishnah. And he does it 1, 2, 3. So it's beyond me, but it's beyond me where I have a tefis in it. Here, it's the pshat, I don't know what he's doing. How do I understand that? How do I relate to that? Someone once told me that, I heard it from his grandfather, Rebbe Ochper, used to come to America to collect money. And there are a few famous stories with him. And one of them, he came to a Beis Medrash in New York, and he said a shir in Gemara. Pretty, I don't know if it was useful for anybody, but at the end, one of the Baal Batim was very disappointed. And he said, I don't see why they make such a big deal out of Rebbe Ochper. He said, you know, Chumash, we both know. I know Chumash well, every week I go through it. He said, the Gemara stuff, I don't know, but all I could hear in the shir, every 5 minutes, he was saying, I don't know, I don't know. So he doesn't know Gemara either. So Mishnayos must be the difference between me and him, so I don't know why he gets such high marks just because he knows Mishnayos, I don't. So the pshat is, it's not he's bigger than him, he didn't even have a tefis and a sug, and so what do you do? So when such a big Talmud Chacham comes to a town, so you talk about Kavanat Torah, you talk about Gal Satori, you talk about this, but you can't at some touch the person because there's no. I the first year I was in Israel, I went to see the Yarchi Kala in Panovich. In Panovich, they used to have like a tour, they still have it, but now it's not such a relevant thing. But in those days, people had vacation, and Panovich, the 3 weeks Bein Azmanim, the Bracham would clear out, the Balabatim come from all over the country, and the Rosh Hashivas in Panovich would say Shurim for them. And if Shach said an opening Shir, and the Balabatim were simple farmers from Komamias, from Chazon Yecheskel, from, you know, very nice people, but simple. And Rav Shach said one of his powerful shurim on the shtar. I remember that it was just stuck in my memory, the whole scene. He has a very deep shiur on what shtar is, what it's eight is, what it's a shtar, whatever. And the Balabatim, but he said it, and they were lobbing questions at him. And it was funny, he was very warm and encouraging. There wasn't even a clue. To me, it looked like it was like sponge the counselor. They were throwing questions at him. Those sheikhs, what's, you know, I mean, and he was explaining very patiently and very warmly and very enthusiastically. But I was saying, they don't really have, but they just have the aura of godless. The chelik, we have sheikhs to heichel as being better than us. Heichel is the refined version of what we have. So in Heichel, we still have a tefisa. Kodesh HaKadoshim, we don't have a tefisa as such. We have a tefisa as that which is from where the Heichel is yonik. In other words, the Pach HaShemen is what we have a tefisa in. A chasima of the Kohen Gadol on the Pach HaShemen means that the Shemen is coming from inside. We don't have the etzem shaykhis to the pnai the lefayim. So the nitzachin on Yavin was in the heichel, an inyan that had a chsima of Kohen Gadol on it. It needed to get a sense of, it's just like Lamashal, let's say a person has a choice of two drachim to go. And both people present themselves as Tamir Chacham to him, both movements, both drachim, both shitas, and the person is not enough of a Talmud Chacham to be able to determine with his own mind which is right. Usually a person will, if he's honest, he will try, he'll have a sense, you know, this man seems to be brilliant, but he doesn't have a ray of truth. Something is missing. I don't know what it is. I'm not big enough to determine it, but there's a lack of a shaykhis to something beyond. The chush of Klal Yisrael was, they could not, that's what he says, Yavan versus the Koyen in the Heichel, Yavan had an edge over the Klal Yisrael in Inyan Heichel. But Klal Yisrael had a chush that there was Shemen that came from someplace else, that had a chsim of Kohen Gadol on it. And that part was the part that they held on to. So in the world of Heichel, there's a Zelu Maseh, and Yavan is better than that. The Nekuda of Heichel that is Mechuber to Kaddish Kadashim, that part is better and stronger than that. So Lamosh, let's say you have two appliances, each one on a battery, one's a stronger battery than the other one, so the one with a stronger battery will last longer. But if the one with the weaker battery is still being charged, it'll keep going longer. The chelik of Heichel kasha la'atzmoy, Yavan is a stronger zelo maseh. When you take the chelik of Heichel that still has a chibur to Lefayefnim, that's where you're drawing from the Lefayefnim, and that's bigger than Yavan is. Okay. Yeah. Sorry.